Hello everyone, welcome back to Fantasy Schmodown episode 54, and it is the Inner Geekdom Teams Championship match, because I was going to say semifinals, but we have the Dungeon versus Swag. I know quite a few people were expecting Dungeon Corruption, but Dungeon versus Swag is your finals matchup. The Dungeon, we just saw them recently in the semifinal. They, the Droogs took them down to their 5 in a final score of 40-38, which the Dungeon beat them. And then they went perfect against the Usual Suspects and just annihilated them 34-19 by knockout in the second round. Just insane. Swag, on the other hand, they had a pretty commanding victory. Not a knockout, but a pretty commanding victory over the Quirky Mercs, and them a win over Corruption that went like 5 or 6 rounds deep into sudden death overtime. So Swag barely got their way here, just past the favorites Corruption. But I am excited for this match. So Dungeon has about a 5-point advantage on their average accuracy. But let's just get started. If you're new here, how we do these simulations for each question, I will do a random number generator between 0 and 100. If, for instance, the player's accuracy is 80%, so if it's 80 or below the random number, then they would get it correct. But then if it's 81 or above, they would get the question wrong. So the higher the player's accuracy, the more chance they have of getting the question right. But there is still some randomness in it to emulate the randomness of questions. So, round number one will work. 10 questions, 10 different categories. Each one is worth 1 point. The teammates cannot confer. They will be working on their own. And if the player gets a perfect round, they will get 1 bonus question asked just to them, also worth a point. So let's get started. Question number one comes from the category of the DCEU. DCEU. Starting with Smets. He hits. And Chandru misses to start us off. Parker hits. And Oyama hits. A miss from Chandru right off the bat. That is not what Swag wanted, especially going up against the Dungeon, where one miss can honestly be your demise. 2-1, Dungeon has the lead. Question number two now comes from the category of Wizarding World. Wizarding World. Starting with Chandru, and it's another miss from Chandru in Wizarding World now. Going back to Parker, he hits, Oyama hits, and Smets hits. This feels like the Dungeon Suspects game. It is 4-2 Dungeon right now. Chandru with 2 misses right off the bat. That's crazy. Wow. Okay. Head back over to question number three. The category is DC Movies. And Parker hits, Oyama hits, Smets hits, and Chandru hits. So, clean sweep there. Chandru gets on the board. 6-4 Dungeon right now. Those 2 misses from Chandru, though, could be costly. Question number four will come from the category of the MCU, the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Question number four. To Oyama, he hits, Smets hits, Chandru hits, and it's a miss from Robert Parker in the MCU. Now that is interesting, and Swag has made up some ground. It's only a 1-point game. Smets and Oyama, the only 2 to be perfect. Miss from Parker, wow. Might be the first time he's missed a tournament, if I'm being honest. I actually think it is. Question number 5. Come from the category of Star Wars. Star Wars. Starting out with Smets. He hits. Chandru. Ooh, that's going to be close. It was an 87. Oh, 80. So Chandru hits another miss. Parker hits. He recovers. And Oyama hits. So now Chandru misses once again. Which means that the Dungeon reestablishes their 2-point lead. 9-7. Remember, Smets and Oyama, the only 2 still perfect. Question number 6 will come from the world of Middle-earth. Middle Earth. We're going to be starting with, who are we starting with? Chandru. And Chandru will miss Parker hits, Oyama hits, and Smets hits, and it's another, wow, another miss from Chandru. 11-8 is currently the score after 6 questions. Was not expecting another miss from Chandru there. Wow. Okay, question number 7 comes from the world of Star Trek. Starting out with Parker. He hits, Oyama hits, Smets hits. And it's a miss from Chandru. Chandru having a terrible, wow. Chandru is having an off day, and it's a terrible day to have an off day. 13-9 after 7 questions. Oyama and Smith still perfect. Chandru's only hit 2 questions so far. Wow. Okay. Question 8 will come from the category Marvel. Marvel. And to Parker. To Oyama. Hits. Smith hits. Chandru hits. Parker hits. So everybody hits there. 15-11 is currently the score. The dungeon holds the lead. Again, Smets and Oyama still perfect. There are 2 questions left in the round for them to obtain those perfect rounds. First of which is in Heroes and Villains. Starting out with Smets, he hits. Chandru misses. Parker hits. And Oyama hits. Jeez. Chandru is not having a good day at all. 17-12. And now the final question. For the round, Smets and Oyama can both go perfect here. The category is mixed bag. We're going to start out with Chandru. He hits this one. And it's another miss from Parker, which is interesting. Interesting. Another miss from Parker. Okay. Now we will go to Oyama. He hits and Smets hits, so everybody hits but Robert Parker there. But that does mean that both Oyama and Smets will get a perfect round. Scores 18-14 right now. Dungeon holds lead. 18-14. And now, here we go. So, Smets hits 10 in round 1. Parker hits 8. Oyama hits 10. And Chandru only with 4. But anything can happen here. Heading into the bonus question to Smets. He hits. And Oyama misses the bonus question. Okay. So now the score is 19 for the dungeon. 14 for Swag. Oyama has his first miss there. We have a 5-point game. Smets is on fire today. Chandru needs to pick it up. And now we head into round number 2. How round number 2 will work here is each team will spin the wheel. Whatever they land on, they have the option to either keep it or spin away, but they must take their second category if they decide to spin away. Whatever they do end up with, though, they'll get 5 questions in, each worth 2 points. Now, if they are not sure of the answer, they can drop down to multiple choice. That makes it worth only 1 point, though. And their opponents can steal if they miss a question. So, the dungeon, since they do hold a 19-14 lead, will have the option to go first or go second. They are going first. So, let's see what they spin. Star Wars. Star Wars. Smets and Parker want to keep Star Wars. They will. They will be keeping the category of Star Wars. Let's see how this goes. No, Smets has definitely been training for Star Wars, but Chandru was helping 8th through his tournament run, so we'll see how this shakes out. Here we go. Starting with the dungeon. 5 questions in the category of Star Wars. And they will hit question number 1 for 2 points. Question number 2, they hit it again for 2 points. Question number 3, they go to multiple choice, and hit it for one more point. Question number four, they hit it for 2 points. Question five, that's another 2 points. So they go 9 of 10 in the round. They aren't able to go perfect per se, but they put up 9 points in Star Wars, which is known as a very tough category. They now have double the points of Sweck. The score is 28 to 14. Wow. Wow. Okay. 28 to 14. Swag is up. Here we go. And they have spun DC movies. DC movies. They're going to keep it. Oyama and Jander in the category DC. Question number one, multiple choice right off the bat, but they will hit it on multiple for 1 point. Question number two, they hit it once again for 2 points this time. Question number three, that is a big 2 point miss. So now we will go over to the dungeon for a big 2 point steal, and they hit it. Wow, that's going to be costly for Swag. They have 2 questions left in the round, starting with this one, which they will hit for 2 points. And they're going to go multiple choice on this question. And they are going to miss the multiple choice. Uh-oh. Okay, now over to the dungeon for a big 1 point steal. And they hit it. Wow. If this were a 3-round match, it would be a knockout. The dungeon holds the lead, 31 to 19 over Swag. Oh, wow. That was a full 6 point swing with those two steals, the 2-pointer and then the 1 point steal. A 6 point swing in that round. Wow. Jeez. I mean, without it, it would have been 28-22, still a 6-point game. But it's a lot closer than 31-19. It is a 12-point game. But we go into the betting round and the speed round. And for this match, the speed round will be the fast money version that they have been doing. So we'll see how that affects things. But now we head into the betting round. So how this will work. The dungeon, they hold a commanding lead, 31-19, so they will spin the wheel, and it is landed on who said it, who said it. So now, I am going to ask a question from who said it, but they must bet between 0 and 3 points first. So, let me get their bets. The dungeon, okay, I have their bet, and I have Swag's bet. Okay. So now we will ask the question. We are going to go to the dungeon first. They're going to hit it. And they bet 1 point. So they extend their lead to a 13-point game. They're up to 32 points. Now over to Swag. They will hit it. And they bet 3 points. I think they had to. And now they've made it a 10-point game. 32 to 22. Swag makes up 2 points in that round. And this is what they're just going to have to do. They're just going to have to keep clawing back. But now we go into the fast money speed round. So, how this will work is, it's just going to be 60 seconds for 10 questions. Since it's a simulation, I am just going to ask 10 questions. And then they either get it right or get it wrong. Get it right, get a point. Get it wrong, lose a point. So, the dungeon, are they going to go first or go second in this round? They are going to defer. So now, Swag has to decide whether Chandru or Oyama will go first. And it will be Chandru. So Chandru is going first in this round. 5 random questions. Here we go. Question number one. Okay, question number two. Question number three. Question number four. Question number five. Okay, so we have Chandru's answer. So you guys will not know what he scored until the end. Now we will have Oyama take the second half. Here we go. Question number one. Question number two. Question number three. Question number four. Question number five. Okay. So they have done, Swag has done their rounds. Now we're going to go over to the dungeon. Here we go for the dungeon. Who will be going first? I guess we should figure out. And it's going to be Robert Parker going first for the dungeon today. Here we go. Question number one, question number two, question number three, question number four, question number five. Okay. Interesting. Ooh, guys, this is very interesting. Okay, now the Smets for his five questions. Question number one, question number two, question number three, question number four, question number five. Okay, so how this went. So Chandru, with his five questions, he went 5 of 5, gained 5 points for Swag, 32 to 27. Now Robert Parker got 4, but missed 1. Which means that he only picked up 3 points. Which makes the score 35-27. In Oyama's round, he also got 4, but missed 1. Which makes it 35-30. And Kevin Smets went a perfect 5 for 5. Which makes the score, we stayed the same. Each team got 8. 40-30. Still a 10-point gap. And this could be a TKO if Swag isn't able to go perfect to tie it here. Otherwise, we're looking at TKO range here. Okay, here we go. How the final round will work. They will get 3 random categories corresponding to 3 random questions, a 2-pointer, 3-pointer, and a 5-pointer. Questions always go to whoever is currently losing. Swag will go first since they are currently losing. They have their 2-pointer. And that is the category DCEU. Paulo Yama will be taking the 2-pointer. And he hits it. He hits it. 40-32 is now the score. Swag cannot miss. Over to Chandru now. For the 3-pointer, which is in the category of Marvel. Marvel. It's for 3 points. Chandru hits it. It's now a 5-point game. 40-35. So now, if they hit this 5, they tie the game. If they miss it, the dungeon will win via TKO. Their 5-pointer will come from the category of Indiana Jones. Indiana Jones. And they hit it for 5 points. And we have a tie game, everyone. 40-40. But now all the dungeon has to do is just hit one of their questions. Their first category is going to be Middle Earth. Robert Parker will be taking the question. And your winner! And the new Innergeekdom Team's Champions of the World, Robert Parker and Kevin Smets, the Dungeon! Wow. What a just dominating performance. If the dungeon would have been allowed to answer their 3 and their 5, they could have gotten up to 50 points. 50 points. Wow. The final score, though, it doesn't look so bad for Swag since they were able to come back in the final round. Final score is 42-40. It makes it look like a lot better of a game than it actually was. Because the dungeon just destroyed them. And Chandru, it really came down to Chandru only getting 4 right in round number 1. I mean, sure, he recovered later in the game, going perfect in the the speed around picking up the three-pointer, but it was just too little too late for him and Swag. But Dungeon, Kevin Smith and Robert Parker are your new Intergeekdom Teams champions of the world. So that is it for the Intergeekdom Teams tournament. We are completed with it. So, you guys, let me know if there is anything you would like to see me do next. We will be starting up with a new season of Manager Wars soon. So that is very exciting. Very excited to be doing that. But yeah, the Dungeon are your Intergeekdom Teams champions. But no, guys, I don't know what I'm going to do next. I have a couple ideas for later in the year, but nothing for now. So please let me know if you have any suggestions. But I will see you guys later. The Dungeon are your IG Teams champions. Thank you so much for listening. Stay safe, everyone. Goodbye.